I think the appeal or the promise initially for genetic modification was that we could have a chemical-free agriculture, that you could take genes that would allow protection against insects or fungus or some kind of biological agent that would battle us in our pursuit of harvesting the yield from a planted field. And in the past, we had to engage in kind of a chemical warfare to thwart that so that we could harvest more of it than the pest that was, you know, bent on the same end. But it seems in some instances that this really hasn't fulfilled the promise that was the initial, I don't know, propaganda with regard to genetic modification, especially crop plants, because it almost appears that it allows for super maximum dosage of agricultural chemicals to nuke out a field in terms of eradicating competing agricultural weeds or just inundating a field with chemicals that would thwart any possibility that there's going to be any interference with, you know, this monoculturing of some crop plant.